We're here now, Monday night at 5:38, Kate Justice at 6. Before we get there, space travel. The first astronauts to take a commercial rocket into space have returned to Earth after 2 months at the International Space Station. This is Doug and Bob. NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken made a successful splashdown landing off the Florida coast after a 19-hour journey in a capsule operated by the American aerospace company SpaceX. This was the moment the men's parachutes lowered them safely into the water.
We're now just about 20 meters off the ocean.
SpaceX copies and concurs. We see splashdown and mains cut.
NASA astronauts Bob and Doug.
On behalf of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX.
Pretty sure the woman was going to say that, but the guy interrupted her. What a shame. It's the first spacecraft to land in US waters since the final Apollo mission more than 40 years ago. The men were checked over by medical staff before being flown to shore by helicopter. The Californian firm SpaceX says the mission has proved their new astronaut taxi service can work. The company's founder, one of the world's richest men, billionaire technology entrepreneur Elon Musk.
I think this is something that the whole world can take some pleasure in and can really look at this as an achievement of humanity. These are difficult times when there's not that much good news. And I think this is one of those things that is universally good, no matter where you are on planet Earth. And I hope it brightens your day.
It marks the beginning of a new era for NASA, who will now essentially be buying seats in SpaceX capsules. Like everyday passengers buy airline tickets, the agency believes contracting out astronaut transport like this will save billions of dollars. It's money they intend to spend getting people back to the moon and onto Mars. Here's NASA's Jim Bridenstine.
What an amazing day. Today we really made history. We are entering a new era of human spaceflight where NASA is no longer the purchaser, owner, and operator of all the hardware. We are going to be a customer. One customer of many customers in a very robust commercial marketplace for human spaceflight to low Earth orbit.
President Trump tweeted that the success of the flight, or the test flight, was very exciting. Barack Obama, whose administration launched the collaboration between NASA, SpaceX and Boeing, said it showed what American ingenuity and inventiveness could achieve. Mike Bryce, space travel enthusiast and member of the Carolian Astronomy Society in Kidderminster. Hi, Mike.
Hello there.
Hi. Did you stayed up? Didn't you to watch this happen?
I came back about 7:30 our time last night. That wasn't too bad. But I actually stayed up the night before to help at 12:30 our time to watch them depart from the space station.
Oh, and well, how excited were you about this?
Oh, excellent. Very much so. It's good to see American astronauts being flown from American soil and landing in American waters again. For a long time, they've had to rely on Russian rockets to get them to the space station. And it's good to see them doing their own thing again. And that's a good thing for the future as well.
And essentially, we're opening up the idea, the possibility to pursue this idea of potential commercial space travel.
That's right, yes. I think that's going to be a big thing to take space exploration forward. Elon Musk and the other companies want to use their expertise, not just in Earth orbit, but to take spacecraft to the moon as well and get involved in the NASA returning astronauts to the moon as well.
Would you go?
Of course, but I don't think my wife would like me to go at the moment anyway.
Why? Have you jobs around the house? What's going on?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a commitment. I mean, as far as normal people go, if you like, as opposed to fully trained astronauts, the idea is to go to a certain difference so you can, well, I guess, see the Earth from above. Is that what the idea?
Yeah, Virgin Galactic, run by Richard Branson, they are actually going to be taking passengers, hopefully late this year or maybe early next year now, to the edge of space sort of thing, but only to go up and down. They're not actually going into orbit. They will go into space for short periods so people can you know, experience weightlessness for a few minutes, and then come back down to Earth. But it will open the astronauts title, if you like, up to a lot more people who can actually pay for tickets to get their astronaut badge, as it were.
Okay, well, good luck talking your wife into it. It may come. We remortgage the house, have a go. Mike Bryce from the Carolean Astronomy Society in Kidderminster, 5:44 now.